AI's RAP. Idly changing how we interact with technology, but how secure are these AI-powered apps? We're relying on them more every day. It's like this. AI is a powerful engine, and penetration testing is the crucial safety check. Ethical hacking is key to finding vulnerabilities and strengthening the security of AI-augmented applications. Securing AI-augmented applications presents a challenge. How do we stay ahead of threats? Penetration testing is essential. It's a simulated attack that uncovers vulnerabilities before malicious actors exploit them. The attack surface widens with AI. Traditional vulnerabilities remain, but new AI-specific risks emerge. Testing must evolve to address these emerging threats. Not all penetration tests are the same. Think of black, gray, and white box testing as different levels of access. Black box is a total outsider's view, no prior knowledge. White box gives you complete code access. Gray box, it's in between. You get some documentation, some insight. For AI, gray box testing is often the most effective approach. A structured approach is key to effective pen testing. That's why the OWASP PTES is so valuable. It's a 7-part framework that ensures a comprehensive assessment. First, you've got pre-engagement, where you define the scope. Then it's on to intelligence gathering. Think reconnaissance. Threat modeling helps prioritize vulnerabilities. This systematic process makes your pen tests consistent and thorough. Authentication and authorization. Get these wrong, and the whole application is at risk. When testing authentication, think like an attacker. Brute force, credential stuffing, hit those hard. Session management weaknesses are common, as are MFA bypasses. JWTs, prime targets for manipulation. Authorization testing is just as vital. It's about verifying that users can only access what they're supposed to. Session management and input validation. That's where web app pen testing gets fascinating. User sessions are prime targets, so we focus on preventing hijacking. Think session fixation vulnerabilities, how timeout settings are configured, and what happens when a user has multiple active sessions. Then there's input validation. Inadequate validation opens doors to all kinds of attacks. A web app's business logic? That's where so much functionality lives. We need to test for workflow bypasses, race conditions, even price manipulation. APIs are critical too, especially since they often handle sensitive data. Are we vulnerable to BOLA, broken object-level authorization? What about mass assignment? An excessive data exposure is a big risk we can't ignore. Clear boundaries are essential. Before any testing, let's map out exactly what's in scope, which systems we'll explore. Equally important, we need to define what's off limits to avoid any unintended consequences. A defined testing timeframe is also critical. Setting a specific window minimizes disruption, especially within live environments. And of course, we must agree on which testing techniques are permitted. When assessing a system, legal authorization is paramount. Secure written permission from the owner before you begin. A hold harmless agreement protects you from potential liability. Compliance with laws like the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act is non-negotiable. It's also vital to have a clear communication plan. Who should be notified if you discover a critical vulnerability? These steps are essential to responsible security practices. AI is poised to reshape penetration testing. New tools are emerging designed to work alongside us, not replace our expertise. These AI assistants automate reconnaissance, intelligently fuzz, and even help map out exploit chains. The goal is to free us up to focus on the tougher, more creative aspects of the work. It's about amplifying our abilities. Prompt injection attacks are a critical vulnerability when integrating with large language models. It's essentially hacking the AI's instruction manual. There are different forms, but direct prompt injection involves specifically manipulating the LLM through malicious input. This is a key area to understand for AI security. AI introduces unique attack surfaces. For instance, consider model extraction. Attackers try to reverse engineer the AI's behavior, which poses a significant risk. Then there's data poisoning, particularly concerning for retrieval augmented generation or RAG systems. A key aspect of security testing is evaluating how well these systems handle malicious or manipulated input data. It's crucial to understand these vulnerabilities. AI security often misses a crucial area: testing for AI-specific vulnerabilities. I'm talking about things like excessive agency, where an AI agent is tricked into unauthorized actions. Consider the tools AI uses. Are their security boundaries strong enough? Exploiting those weaknesses is a serious risk. We need to proactively assess these unique attack surfaces. Vulnerability identification is only half the battle. Reporting and remediation are how we truly reduce risk. Think of reporting as translating technical findings into business impact. An executive summary shouldn't just list vulnerabilities. It frames the critical risks and offers strategic recommendations. Developers need detailed technical reports, of course. Retesting is really where we validate our efforts. It's not enough to think we've closed a vulnerability. We need to prove it by re-exploiting those areas we addressed. Beyond that, we're looking for regression. Did a recent update inadvertently open up an old vulnerability? Retesting is how we catch those issues. Finally, and this is crucial, the risk register gets updated. Penetration testing is absolutely vital for AI application security. Traditional methods often aren't enough because AI introduces novel attack surfaces. We need specialized techniques to find vulnerabilities. Consider this. AI tools can augment human expertise, making your penetration testing even more effective. That's a powerful combination to protect your AI. The key takeaway here is understanding how these insights translate into actionable strategies. I'm confident you can leverage these perspectives within your own work. I'm available to elaborate on any of these points. What questions do you have?